Nearly 200 Irish peacekeepers were welcomed home by family and friends at Dublin Airport this morning. Members of the 126th Infantry Battalion returns following a six-month deployment with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. There were emotional scenes as the troops were reunited with loved ones. Our reporter Jackie Fox was there. She first spoke to Private Connie O'Mahony, who was met at the arrivals hall by his young children.
It's been hard. It's always hard to be for family, but seeing them now, it's all worth it in the end. Just want to get home now. Quality time with the family. Can't beat it.
What's the plan for today?
Chill out, enjoy the time with the family, and eat food.
I am CQMS Denise Doylan, from based in the Curra camp.
How are you feeling?
Emotional, I have to say, this time around. Normally, I don't get emotional, but I suppose Erin is a bit older now. She's 13, so it was a tough one because she started school, secondary school. So I'm delighted to be home now, I have to say. I couldn't wait to get home this time.
Commandant Áine Gilmore, and this is Paddy.
Paddy, what age are you, Paddy?
4. Yes, he's 4.
How have the last couple of months been?
They've been challenging, but they've been rewarding. The measure of success of the mission is coming home with everyone safe, and we've achieved that. But it's been bittersweet leaving South Lebanon now. We have such strong connections there over the years of serving peacekeeping, and leaving them in, an area of uncertainty. But yeah, it's great to be home. It's been definitely challenging from, I think the people at home often have the harder job. I was very lucky. I was able to do what we have in the Defence Force now as a family-friendly appointment. So it was a split serial, so I would have deployed for just under 16 weeks as opposed to doing the full 24. So it was great to be able to fulfil my professional obligation, but also then have a bit better work-life balance. So
come on, sing the song, Charlotte. Come on, sing it.
It was great that we could talk to him, every day on the phone and everything. But we're just so happy we're to be home again.
And nothing like a good Irish mortification when he comes to the airport and he's singing.
And all his cousins and his aunts. And his nanny, sure, she just couldn't wait, oh my God.
I love him to the moon. He was great to ring, though. He was very good to ring us and keep in touch. We're very proud of him. He's 21 the other day. Big party for him.
Marion and Chrissy Renahan, their mother and nanny to Paddy O'Donnell. They were talking to Jackie Fox.